It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Let's get to this Niners thing. So for those who don't know, and if you do not know, you can hear it in our feed. Check it out. Elliot.
Yeah.
So remember during the run, of course, during the Niners thing, we had these two guys, Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy, and someone else. I can't remember.
Not Dooley Hill.
That's an actor.
I don't want to mispronounce it.
It's like something Hill.
Bonita Hill,
maybe?
Yeah, something I don't know how to pronounce his first name, but I think that is what
it is. Okay, so these two guys, I mean, they come on and they're talking smack and they're like, we're going to be in this section. Come find us.
Right.
Whatever. They come, they go to the game, we whoop their asses. And ever since, these two guys have just been spouting off about how Philadelphia people are trash and
scumbags.
The worst people in the world, scumbags, all that. So finally, after months of this, and it just resurfaced again, they've gotten really into it. Like being
because of the Debo thing.
Nozzles, all right? A couple of nozzles.
Good use
out
of the
there.
Word nozzle.
Thank you. Our guy, our hero,
the beat writer we need. Yes.
Got asked to go on their station and handled them.
Well, let me
just set it all straight. Plus, this was great too. And that those who don't know Elliot, it's really hard to rile Elliot up. And this was a perfect spot for Elliot's like you were so calm, so logical. I thought you absolutely crushed
him. I did crush him, just to be completely honest. I completely did. Like I did. And what's funny is you say that I'm like very good at not getting riled up, and it's true.
It's so true.
Once I was off the call, though, it's the most adrenaline. Like, let me put it this way.
Yeah, take us through it. Take us inside.
Like, I think logically, the Eagles should want to beat the Cowboys more. Makes more sense.
It's division. A more important game. Yes. It's the division.
It's the Cowboys. You know how you feel about them.
Yes, Dallas sucks.
When I got off that call,
you really want to beat the Niners?
I don't think there's anything I want more other than maybe Embiid winning a title. But I don't think there's anything I want more in sports than for the Eagles to demolish the Niners when they play. Like, these 49ers people
are the worst. They're just the worst.
And here's what's crazy to me. Their whole point doesn't make any sense. First of all, so I call in, and this is what was really funny too. They didn't think I was ready to go. Like, they said multiple times, like, wow, you really bring it. I'm like, bro, do you know who you got on? Like, what'd you think? I was just going to come on and be like, yeah, you're right. They're scumbags. Good point. Yeah. Like, this dude's whole point, and we should preface all this by saying, colleagues, we like them. This is all in good fun. But he like, so their whole point, and this is what annoys me when people do this. And I will say, frankly, like, working at WIP, I feel stronger about it than I probably would if I was at NJ.com because, like, I interact with these people all the time. So I do take offense when people are like, they're scumbags. I'm like, bro, I talk to these people all week for 5 years. Like, I'm telling you, they're not. Now, some people don't like me, but I will always have your back regardless. So, like, they're like, they're scumbags. And, like, you know, like we don't perpetuate throwing things and beating people up. It's like, yeah, no shit, bro. Neither do we. Like, what? That's your big philosophical point you made? Like, guess what? Great take. Don't hit people at games.
Yeah.
Wow.
But here's
the thing. Like, their whole thing is, well, Philadelphia fans are known as being, like, whatever. It's like, well, first of all,
You're no in one, San Francisco.
First of all, no one has any opinion on San Francisco fans.
Well, no, they do. It's that they stab each other at Dodgers games. Are you kidding me? Like, this is, they have had the Raiders stuff back in the day with Oakland.
Right,
like,
right.
Are you kidding me, dude?
But what I'm saying.
You, like, we get told, like, snowing, we boo. Yeah, we'll boo. You know what we don't do? We don't stab each other all the
right,
time.
But
all right?
What I'm saying is Philadelphia
Shithead.
Fans have a reputation, but it's because they're the best fans out
there.
Because
we're passionate and we give a crap. Like, sorry.
Yes. So anyway, they did the whole, like, you know, it's not safe to go to an Eagles game and, like, all these things. And I'm just like, what are you talking about?
You're
like, every stadium in the country, there are issues. Like, yes, Eagles fans yell at Niners fans. And when if you, and look, and to be clear, you should never, ever harass somebody to the point where they're not enjoying it.
Of course
or
not.
Like, right?
Yeah.
But let's also be honest, man. Like, if you wear an opposing team's jersey into that stadium, you know what's going to happen.
And not just that. These guys came on WIP and said, come find us.
Right, but
you said, we will be in section 115. Come find us. Like, you're the assholes who asked for people to come fucking find you. Are you fucking serious?
Earmuff violation.
Earmuffs.
There. Yeah.
I'm sorry. But Jesus. Sorry.
I also thought it was so funny. He was like, he goes, you know, I've been to a Celtics game, a Sixers game, and a Rams game. Or a Celtics game, an Eagles game, and a Rams game. And it was the worst experience at the Eagles game. I'm like, first of all, I was unaware one experience makes you some type of
it's also
so,
like
some type of
Rams game
expert.
Yet, no crap, there's no Rams fans.
Yeah,
like,
well, that
cool.
was the other thing, too. It's like, wow, I'm shocked. You know,
so
SoFi
game
Stadium
with a bunch
wasn't
of people
the hardest.
From L.A. who
right.
were fans of a bunch of different teams. Yeah, I'm
right.
sure it wasn't
like,
that crazy.
Look, you want to talk about reputations. Let's not get into the Boston
yeah,
fans.
Yeah, dude, are you serious? You want to go back in the history of Boston
yeah.
and their fans? Really?
So,
another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So here's the deal, and this is where it ultimately comes down to, and this is why I was on their thing too. Niners fans have to pick on Eagles fans because they know the team's not as good.
Yeah.
They can't talk about the team.
You're right.
And so I tweeted that this is where it came, that the Niners are the most overrated contender there are. And I think it's so funny how every single year when we analyze teams, it starts with the quarterback.
Yep.
And for some reason, everyone's willing to overlook that for the
Niners.
It's
crazy to me.
Like, it's like, well, they have a great, like,
well, they have Kyle Shanahan. He can move with any quarterback.
Yeah, it's like
you
their
know
linebackers
that? They can put anybody
are so
in there
good.
To win.
It's like, who cares? And frankly, the championship game showed you, and I know it's an extreme example, it doesn't matter what you have if you don't have a quarterback. They lost their quarterback and went to a backup. And again, extreme example. But it didn't matter how good their defense was. It didn't matter how good Depot was. None of those things mattered. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not a legit contender. And the Niners do not have a quarterback. Could Brock Purdy end up being better than we think? Yes. He's coming off major
he's
surgery.
Coming off Tommy
he's,
bar- John.
He's barely played in his career. Like, look at the quarterbacks that are on the contenders. Mahomes, Hurts, Allen,
Burrow.
Like, all like Dak, and this is the other thing I said to him. I was like, "Who would you rather have, Purdy or Dak?"
Don't tell
rather.
Me they said Purdy.
And they're like, "I'd rather have Purdy because Dak never wins." I'm like, "You," I'm like, and I said, "This is how I know you're not taking this seriously because there is nobody on this earth that would take Purdy over Dak right now."
Yeah, if, maybe someday we don't know. Purdy might become better than Dak today. That's crazy.
If the Niners had Dak as their quarterback, I mean, they're already fifth, which is absurd, and we'll get into that. But if the Niners had Dak as their quarterback, I don't think it's a stretch to say they might be number two in terms of Super Bowl odds. Because the rest of their roster is good, but that's the other thing, too. Debo's overrated, in my opinion. He's a gadget player. Overrated. The defense is good, but they also lost their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, the Eagles lost their coordinator. It's like, D'Amico was like the best coordinator in football last year.
Yeah, I 100% agree. So, anyway, so I go on the show and, like, they can't handle it because the truth isn't on their side. So they're yelling and everything.
Such
and I'm
a
just,
great phrase. The truth isn't on their
and
side.
And I'm just yelling, and I'm just chilling there and being like, they kept doing this thing where they're like, they wanted me to just acknowledge that Eagles fans behave poorly, and I wouldn't do it.
Great.
I wouldn't do it because it's not fair. It's not fair to say that Eagles fans behave worse than other fans. Are they more passionate and they scream and stuff? Yes. But I'm telling you right now, I've been to every single stadium in the NFL. I've been to Eagles tailgates with fans of Philly, and fans of other teams yell things. I see it. It's what happens. Like, so this idea that Eagles fans are worse than other fans, no. Eagles fans are just known as having a reputation because they're the best fans. Like, I don't know how else to say it. Like, they are known and talked about because they make an impact. Other fan bases are not talked about because no one cares about them. Like, that is what it is.
You're a hero. I agree, yeah.
but anyway, I'm a very
fanny Eagles fan.
I need like 35-3, and I want Purdy to play.
Can I tell you? Yeah, I do too. I do too. One of the funny things, just to the Super Bowl thing, I actually remember in the moment how I felt when the Mahomes came up gimpy, and obviously it was fine, dramatic and all that. But like, I didn't want to win that way. I thought like, oh, like I hope Mahomes isn't out. Like that would suck.
Yeah, I don't know if I felt that way, but
obviously I want to win the Super Bowl, but I was like, you know, like I don't, because I thought we're gonna beat him anyway. So in hindsight, maybe not. But I'm with you. I want Purdy to play. Also, one more really so incredibly dumb thing with this whole thing, with the game, not the fans. Because the fans, it's just
dumb.
This
like,
is
I don't
the most
know
air that we should give it. Honestly, I'm happy you went on. I'm happy you said straight. Like, we're done with this. Like, this is, it's earmuffs 1-2-3. It's fucking asinine. Yeah. It is a joke. What I will say, though, with the game and the big complaint and the new rule in the NFL and all that, like, the funniest part about this whole thing is, what quarterback coming in after Josh Johnson is winning you that game?
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is like, we didn't have anyone left. Josh Johnson was your backup. He's played for 40 teams. Like, he is the ultimate journeyman. You picked him up off the street weeks before. Like, the idea that whoever was third after that guy could have played a difference in that game is the single dumbest thing with all of this.
And they weren't even going to win with Purdy.
Of course not.
And so now
I'm getting really fired up.
I know. It's funny. You bring up, we were talking about the flag at the end of the Super Bowl and how just for the good of the sport, they shouldn't have thrown it.
Yeah.
I do believe for the good of the sport, the third emergency quarterback rule makes sense. But the difference is it's not impacting the outcome of the game. It's just impacting like the game being watchable. Mm-hmm. Like they would have a functioning quarterback in there, but they were not winning that game.
No doubt.
And this is the last thing I'll say about it. The Eagles are better than the Niners. I think my new thing is I might call the 49ers like Eagles light because they're kind of similar in the way that if you look like great defensive line, great offensive line, like all these things, they're just not as good. Like now, obviously the quarterback situation is way different. But outside of that, like every position you can say the Niners are good at other than linebacker. That's the only one that I think they have definitively. And I guess safeties now.
But
the important ones, their Eagles receivers are better. The Eagles overall offensive skill players are better. The Eagles have a better running game. The Eagles have a better offensive line. They have a better defensive line. Like these are just facts. This isn't like go birds homerism. These are facts. The Eagles are a better team than the Niners. And so like they can't talk about that though because it makes them mad.
Love this. This is great stuff. And I want to be Dallas more. I always want to be Dallas. They're my least favorite team and all that. But I will say, to your point, like, I'm right there with you on this Niners thing. Like, it is like 1A, 1B, 1C with the Chiefs. Like, I want to beat them all so bad, like, desperately. So
it's going to be a wild week.
It's going to be a wild. And thank God it's here, because it would have been really annoying, I feel like, if it were there.
Yes.